How to report your hours worked and earnings. Did you work any hours this week? Did you earn any money from working those hours? These questions need to be answered when requesting unemployment benefits each week. Earning money is not the same as being paid money. Earning means you will be paid for the hours you worked, either now or in the future. You need to report earnings each week for hours you worked, not when you were paid for those hours. Failure to accurately report that you worked hours or earned wages during a week you request a benefit payment may be considered fraud. Fraudulently receiving UI benefits has a variety of serious consequences. You could lose future benefits, be required to repay benefits plus a monetary penalty that you could face criminal court prosecution. Plus, future income tax refunds could be intercepted to repay your debt. To avoid these problems, here are a few tips to help you accurately report your weekly hours and earnings. A week when filing for benefits starts on Sunday and ends Saturday at midnight. Reporting your hours. Keep a record, like a time card, of the hours you work each calendar week, including the full and partial hours for all employers you worked for in the week. Keeping your own record of your time worked is very important if your employer's pay periods are not a calendar week. On your request for payment, report the hours you worked for the week you performed the work. On your request for payment, report the hours you worked for all employers during the week you performed the work. This includes part-time work, reduced hours from your employer, out-of-state employment, temporary work, and on-call hours. Report all the hours you work, even if they are less than you normally work. Report your hours worked in whole numbers after figuring your earnings using all your total and partial hours worked. For example, if you worked 22 and a half hours for the week, first figure your earnings. Then, for question 9 on your claim, you will enter 22 hours. Reporting your earnings. Keep a record of your earnings for the time you work each calendar week for all employers in the week. Report hourly earnings for the week you worked, not the week you receive a check from the employer. Report your earnings from all employers you worked for during the week you performed the work. This includes part-time work, reduced hours, temporary work, and on-call. Report your earnings as soon as you begin a new job or return to work, even though you have not been paid yet. Report gross earnings before taxes are taken out, not net after-tax earnings. Report earnings for work performed in-state and out-of-state during the calendar week. Figure all your earnings using your hours and partial hours worked during the calendar week times the exact hourly rate of pay. Report earnings in whole numbers after your calculations. For example, if you worked 22 and a half hours and got $7.65 per hour, 22.5 times 7.65 equals $172.12. For question 9 on your claim, put $172. These directions are for folks who are paid an hourly rate. For more information, go to uid.dli.mt.gov and click on the How Do I section and select How Do I Report Hours Worked? Or, How Do I Report Earnings? There you will find more detailed examples of how to report hours and earnings. If you need more help, you can call our claim center at 406-444-2545 weekdays during regular business hours.